It has been busy, very enjoyable winter, but now back into some serious stuff and trying to win some games for Durham. Obviously had a two-day game against Durham University, which the lads had a good run out there. And I've got to say, the boys are looking really excited and up for the challenges that are ahead of us. You know, it's going to be another big summer for us, and hopefully the boys can put in some big performances.
You didn't make it to the MCC trip in Abu Dhabi because you were with England, but you've managed to get 100 under your belt against the university here the other day. Some nice time in the middle for you.
Yeah, it has been. Funnily enough, I've managed to get a few outdoor nets practices in when I've been away with Scotland, in New Zealand and with England. So I have been hitting balls, and obviously hitting balls as a fielding coach as well all the time, so probably as much as what the Durham lads have had outside. But the good thing is I feel in a good place mentally. I feel as though I'm hitting the ball really well at the minute, and so some people might say best when fresh, but I actually feel as though I'm hitting the ball well, and hopefully there's a few runs this year.
And I don't want to rush ahead to the end of the summer, but this is probably going to be your last year as a player. Are you going to try and savour every minute of it? Is it because of a consequence of that?
Yeah, look, I think you at any time you want to enjoy what you do for a living, and I've been privileged enough to do this for a long time, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it. But when it's something is closing to the end, you want to enjoy it even more, and as you said, savour every moment. And, you know, almost put in the big performances that the team need and finish off on a real high. And that's the goal for me this year is, you know, I'm desperate to win things with this team. But on a personal note, I want to contribute well and score some major runs. So I'm looking forward to doing that. I'm looking forward to the challenges ahead with this team as well. It's really exciting times here at Durham. The players that we've got and the talent that we've got around, I'm sure that we'll see more international honours this year with the players that we've got, and you know, that bodes well for the future.
Makes me feel old, Paul, when we talk about the end of your career. This is my 15th season covering Durham. I can remember the young Paul Collingwood applying for his first mortgage to try and get a flat all those years ago as you were just breaking into the team.
Yeah, look, it feels in many ways it feels like yesterday, and a lot's happened since that. Those first years, I think my first year was 1996, playing for Durham, so it's does seem a long time ago, but you know, it's just been so privileged to have done what I've been doing over the years, and to be involved in a county that's got so much ambition as well, and to see it grow as well, you know, not just the ground itself, but to see the team grow, the players grow, and to see more and more players getting international honours, and that's the you know, the real satisfying thing now is to see these youngsters coming through and doing what the likes of myself and Steve Harmison and Yaleen Plunkett have done in the past.
You'll not be surprised to see that the majority of the national written press, many of whom we won't see near a ground this year, are queuing up to write Durham off again this year, just like they did last year.
Yeah, possibly. I haven't been reading it, but look, I'll always say, as long as we focus on what we can do, there's a lot of quality in this dressing room. There may not be the quantity, we haven't got too many players, and that's an issue that we're going to have to look after as the season goes on, as the fitness is a real key this year. But the quality that we have in that dressing room is really, really high. We know if we can play anything light, we can play. And the strategy that we've been using, if that continues to work, we're going to upset a lot of teams.
You start with North Hants, which is an interesting one. I think it's something like 10 years since they've played in the top division, and you were the longest serving team in the top division. They've come up with a fairly youngish squad as well, similar to yours really, but they're riddled with injuries at the moment, so it's going to be an interesting start.
It will be, and I guess one of the hardest things about playing against teams that you haven't played against for some time, in the four-day version anyway, is adjusting to, one, the conditions at North Hants, and two, coming up with the right plans when you come up against these guys, whether it be batting balls. So we haven't seen a lot of them, but we're going to have to adjust when we get down there and play our best cricket.